This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The prosecution continues to build its case against two Aurora police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
So far, the prosecution has presented arguments about the body camera footage worn by officers, showing the videos and questioning an AV expert who helped enhance the video. They also discussed McClain's medical condition while he was in an intensive care and after he died. A pulmonologist from National Jewish Health, who filed reports on McClain's death in a grand jury investigation in 2021, was on the stand Friday. He said McClain had inhaled a potentially fatal amount of fluid from vomiting into the mask he was wearing during his encounter with police. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Hundreds of workers at auto part distribution plants in Colorado walked off the job today. They're part of the growing National United Auto Workers strike. Operations at a plant in Commerce City and another in Aurora are now on pause, according to GM and Stellantis. The president of UAW says some progress has been made in negotiations, but the union will continue to push for higher raises and job security for workers before it calls off the strike. The rich tapestry of Korean culture will be on display at the Feed Your Soul Colorado Korean Culture Festival tomorrow. Organizers are expecting more than 2,500 visitors at the Auraria campus in Denver. Expect mostly sunny skies this weekend across the Front Range, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. In Vail, sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. And in Grand Junction, look for highs in the low 80s this weekend. This is CPR News.